Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is Dairy May Be Okay for Lactose Intolerant Children. The American Academy of Pediatrics has a new attitude about consumption of milk and milk products by children with lactose intolerance. Hey, give it a try. New guidelines support use of dairy foods as an important source of calcium for bone mineral health and of other nutrients that facilitate growth in children and adolescents. The new guidelines appear in the journal Pediatrics. Specifically, eliminating dairy products to treat lactose intolerance is no longer recommended. Dr. Melvin Heyman, a member of the committee that wrote the guidelines, says the new advice is to test a child's system to see how much milk, cheese, and ice cream he or she can tolerate. Dr. Heyman says experts now have much more information about what people will tolerate. We know that children who have lactose intolerance have a tendency to tolerate some dairy products. At least an equally important factor is the need for the calcium in dairy products. Young people need to get as much calcium as they can to lower the risk of bone problems as they get older. An estimated 30 million to 50 million Americans have some degree of intolerance to lactose, the main sugar found in milk and other dairy products. They have a shortage of the enzyme lactase, which breaks down the milk sugar. They can experience unpleasant symptoms, including nausea, cramps, bloating, gas, and diarrhea if they ingest too much lactose. The condition is relatively rare in Caucasians, but as many as 75% of African Americans, 90% of Asian Americans, and nearly 100% of Native Americans suffer from it. Symptoms generally start appearing after age 2. Dr. Heyman says when symptoms do appear, the first step should be to make sure that they aren't caused by another condition, such as irritable bowel syndrome, celiac disease, an infection, or parasites. If lactose intolerance is the problem, it's important to remember that the condition doesn't do bodily damage, however unpleasant the symptoms might be. Careful testing can help determine which products affect an individual and which are a lesser problem. Dr. Heyman says that some people might tolerate yogurt but have problems with milk. The guidelines note that the National Medical Association, an organization of African American physicians, recently recommended that African Americans consume 3 to 4 servings a day of low-fat milk, cheese, and/or yogurt. Most cases of lactose intolerance develop over a period of many years in adolescents and adults. The bottom line, notes Dr. Heyman, is that young people need to get an adequate amount of calcium. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.